Hi, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast. I have to say, you might have trouble understanding me here today. I have a mask on as I'm doing this because I have a guest with me, although we're as far apart as we can possibly be in this room, but we both have masks on. I'll also mention that we both had our temperatures taken before we came into the building, so everything should be okay. With me today is Greg Picariello from the City of Westminster. Greg, why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody what you do.
Sure. Thank you, Commissioner, and it's great to be on here with you in this socially distant, responsible manner. I am the president of the City Council in Westminster and have been on and off the council for over a course of 20 years. So,
and I have to say, just an aside, I think you've done a great job for the city. I really do.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you to say.
Of course, I really do like the plastic bag ordinance that you introduced, I like that.
Thank you.
I'm not so happy with the fact it's going to be delayed a year, but I do understand.
Well,
and I also understand that you only want to delay for 6 months, which is, I think, a step in the right direction.
Thank you.
But we have to do what we have to do to help the businesses out. Simple as that.
Exactly. And also to make people comfortable as they are going shopping, and that's the reason why we were willing to suspend it at all. So.
Right. And I also say that a couple of things. Number one, Carroll County right now, we're doing this Tuesday. Things change so fast, who knows what will happen when this gets aired on Sunday. So I just want to point that out. This is my third one that we've done in this time since they started the lockdown. So I never thought we'd be here 10 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are 10 weeks later.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. But I have to say, we are in phase one. The Board of County Commissioners did send a letter to the governor asking that the state allow Carroll County restaurants to be open if they have outdoor seating. Because my understanding is the virus is killed by the sun, now not immediately, but somewhat quickly, and high humidity is also very detrimental to it as well. So I think outdoor seating for restaurants is a step in the right direction. We sent the email and the letter to the governor. We have not, as of right now, heard back. Again, this is Tuesday.
Sure, Dennis, that's great that you guys reached out to the governor on that. You know, we have been anticipating the fact that restaurants would be able to reopen sometime in the not too distant future here in Westminster. And, you know, one of the worst things about this whole situation is that we've had to cancel so many events that really are important in the life of our community, where people get to gather and socialize. We've had to close recreational facilities, and who knows when they'll be able to reopen this year for the same reasons. And, you know, one spot of hope is that, you know, we can have some, you know, responsible outdoor seating for restaurants sometime, you know, in the near future. So last week at the council meeting, we had a conversation about this, and Councilman Tony Cavacci had suggested, he'd been talking with some local restaurateurs, that what we should do is ask the staff. And so we did. We directed the staff to start going through the city code and other regulations to see what we had in there that affected the ability of restaurants to do outdoor seating. Because what we want to do is make sure that we liberalize those rules as much as we possibly can for the duration of this situation, so that more restaurants can have more opportunities for outdoor seating. And what we also did was we directed the staff to reach out to the county health department to work with them to try and, you know, work with their rules. Of course, they've got a whole different set of standards that
they've
got to deal with, and we respect that. But we want to make sure that, you know, as we do this, we don't run afoul of anything that they're doing, that they can maybe help us come up with good ways in which these restaurants can do that. And the other thing we did was we invited the restaurants themselves to come to us with ideas. If they've got a good idea for how or where they can have people do some outdoor seating, we're very interested in hearing that, because, you know, what we want to do is get our ideas and their ideas and make this work as well as it possibly can. So thanks for you guys taking the lead with the state on that, and we're going to do what we can locally to be ready when the time comes.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like you brought all the players into the party and asking questions and trying to get everything done. And I really like the fact that you're kind of looking at your own restrictions and kind of trying to ease them up, because let's face it, even the restaurants that have outdoor seating right now, that's not the majority of their seating area.
No.
So they were allowed to expand that so more people could come and eat. And plus, you're going to have more social distancing, so even the outdoor areas will have less, you know, tables and so forth. So that's a great idea. Plus, the restaurants that don't have outdoor seating, we don't want to put them at a disadvantage.
Exactly.
So I'm hoping that we hear back from the governor soon, and I don't know what it will be, yes or no. I have no idea. I can't forecast. But, you know, at least we'll be ready to go. I do have another question for
sure.
You. I heard that a lot of public pools are getting everything ready to open, although they're not allowed to be open yet. Is the City of Westminster getting their pool ready in anticipation, or are you waiting to see?
You know, we are not. In fact, we discussed this last night at our council meeting, which will have been the Monday night you know, before this this airs, you know, on the radio. And the conversation, you know, we heard over the weekend that the swim team has decided to cancel their season.
Sure.
We've also learned that the county isn't going to be inspecting pools, you know, which is a challenge. We have also learned the Red Cross isn't going to be certifying lifeguards this year.
So we got a lot of roadblocks.
So lots of roadblocks. Right. You know, we don't know, you know, according to the phased plan that the governor has announced, it seems to us that it's going to be, you know, many weeks before we get to the phase where pools could be considered to reopen. So that puts us late in the summer already when we do that. And then it takes, once we get the word go, it takes a couple of weeks to get the pool open. And you've got to hire staff. You know, we hire usually a lot of young people who come in. Those young people need to be, you know, they don't want to wait for us to find jobs for the summer. They've got to find things to do this summer if they can. So, you know, we just made the decision last night that we don't see how it's possible that we can reopen the pool this summer. And, you know, so what we'll probably do is use that time to begin some renovations that are necessary at the pool. You know, we've got, as you probably recall from when you were on the city council in Westminster, you know, we've got some needs there. We've got, there's some leaks in the pool.
Right.
We lose a lot of water over the course of the summer that way. So we had a consultant come in last year to work with us on what we needed to do. We've got two really important fixes that need to be taken that are relatively inexpensive, and we are going to move forward with those things. One is dropping a shell inside the pool.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to discuss it more at a council meeting soon to really nail down the details. But I think that's where we're headed, is to do those two fixes. Probably cost us a little over $1 million to do that. But when the pool's ready to reopen, it'll be great.
And
it'll
be very good. I know a lot of people in the community really appreciate that pool.
Yeah.
I want to go, we're actually almost coming to our end here.
Sure.
I want to talk about masks before I talk about anything else. I have to say, I am out and about a lot because I have an essential job besides this one. I have to go around and do things. And I'm out at a store, let's say it's a convenience store, and as I'm walking, sitting in the truck waiting for the other guy to come back, I'm watching someone walk up to the convenience store with no mask on, and there's signs all over it, mask, mask, mask. Mm-hmm. So he takes his shirt and he puts it up over his nose and he walks in, which if he held it there, I guess that would be okay. But the fact is, as soon as you go inside, you move the door, you take your hand off, the shirt falls off your nose.
Right.
I mean, masks are essential right now. According to what I've heard from the health department, if you have a mask on, everyone around you has a mask on, you have less than a 2% chance of getting this virus. It just makes sense to do that. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that you don't always show symptoms. Just because you feel healthy, you could have the virus and you could give it to other people. And just because you're not suffering, you could give it to someone else, and depends on what their pre-existing ailments might be, could cause them severe problems. So having a mask is just, and wearing it in public and retail, wherever you're going, it's just courtesy to the people around you. It's just something that in this day and age needs to be done. I also want to mention, because we've got some emails about this, about nail salons and tattoo parlors. I agree with the emails that we've gotten. I don't see much difference between those services and getting your hair cut. As long as you make an appointment and you go in and one at a time kind of thing, we'll see what we hear back from the governor on the restaurants, and then we're going to go after those two. If you know what I mean, ask the governor about those two as well. So that is still on the radar. So about 30 seconds left, Greg, if you have anything else you'd like to say.
No, thanks very much. Yeah, I think that, you know, we've had a great partnership with the county all during the pandemic, and I think that's really made a huge difference here in Carroll County and why we're able to start opening some things up maybe a little more quickly than some of our neighbors are.
I agree. I think we've worked together well. I do think the county and the city, while there are problems occasionally, we work through them, and I really appreciate everything that the city does to help the county out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And with that, I guess we're going to have to sign off. Hopefully we'll be out of this before the next 5 weeks is up and I come here, but we don't know. And